If he wanted to clear his name, the way to do that was in a court of law so that everyone could see the evidence. You all know what the bond prophet said. You know, we all know what it said. So, you know, I stand by the facts of what we produce. If they want to dispute those facts, then the place to do that is in court, not secret.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
And we continue at 8:11. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson's here. You just heard him speaking there. And obviously, I want to talk about the Jussie Smollett thing. I appreciate you taking some time after TV to jump over here. But first off, nice to see you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's a beautiful day in Chicago.
Yes, it is.
And you got some good news last week. How many new cops?
So we graduated almost 300 last week, and now we have another additional 100 coming on
today. That's great.
Yep.
All right. So we got a new mayor coming in. Mm-hmm. We're going to need more.
Well, you know what? Ideally, if I could get it up to about 600, 600, 700 more, I'd really be happy.
Yeah. Because you got to have the right amount of bodies on the street to do the coverage that's needed.
Absolutely.
I was at an event this weekend. I was talking about with other people. And so, you know, so the, look, you know this. Everybody knows this. Every field has bad folks in it.
Yeah.
But every field has a small percentage of bad folks in it. The worst thing you can do is paint the entire chosen profession as being bad.
Exactly.
And 99.9% of cops are out there doing the right thing.
Yep.
And the 0.1% are the ones that get talked about.
Exactly. You know, like I said, you know, the majority of cops are out there trying to do the right thing. Do we have some bad actors? Of course we do. We're not unlike any other profession. But, you know, the majority are out there doing the right thing. And our job is to identify the bad actors and hold them accountable.
And a lot of that's got to come from the rank and file. And I think, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think cops are better than ever at doing self-reporting.
Yeah, you know, we put a lot of mechanisms in place so that they can do it now without fear of repercussions,
right,
or being called stool pigeons and things of that nature. Because the simple fact is this, Steve. If we have one, two bad cops out there acting badly, then it makes the entire department look bad.
Yep.
So the majority of cops don't like that. So they will report incidents. But for those who don't, then we have a mechanism for them, too.
So we get to this Jussie Smollett thing. It just won't go away. Which, you know, I'm sure is a thrilling development for you. But this weekend, the Reverend Al Sharpton comes to town. He's over at Rainbow Push. And he said that you and the mayor are coming down on Kim Fox because you don't like powerful black women.
That's absolutely a falsehood. Listen, I've never said anything derogatory towards Kim Fox. Kim Fox and I have a great relationship. We know we are a partner in the crime fight in the city of Chicago, and that's not going to change.
Right. As long as she's in that office, it's a partner you've got to work with.
Absolutely. And we talk quite often about different cases, so it's nothing unusual for us to talk, and I would never point the finger at her. You know, her job is to prosecute. I don't question the way that she does that. You know, she makes the decisions that she makes based on what she has in front of her, and I respect that.
Yeah, and the mayor came out very strong about a whitewash in the office over there. He's got a lot of questions answered and stuff. What you said last week is consistent with what you've said throughout. And that is, if this young man wanted to prove he's innocent of something that we know he's not, well, fight it in court.
Absolutely. You know, the process that he went through was a process designed for people that are guilty of low-level crimes. Okay? So he wasn't exonerated. He wasn't cleared. If he wants to proclaim his innocence, then the place to do that is in a court of law before a judge or a jury.
Well, and Kim Fox is not a solo operating thing. There's a team of people that help make decisions and
right.
contribute to, you know, she's not the only person.
Sure.
She gets the name because she's the one we know.
Yeah, right. Buck stops there kind of thing. Would this have been different? I assume it would. But would this have been different if, not knowing the protocol, if Kim Fox or somebody in her office picks up the phone and says, look, we're about to make an announcement here about this case. You're not going to like it. But it's a decision we've made, and we've got to do it. Just the professional courtesy of doing that. Would that have changed things at all?
Yeah, well, you know what? Usually that's the way it works. You know, but of course, liken this to a marriage. You know, we both have the same goals, you know, but we don't always agree on it. And usually we do talk about things of that nature. But at the end of the day, like I said, you know, it doesn't always fall the way that I might want it to or different people might want it to. And, you know, you have to respect that process.
Way too often, good hard cop work is not rewarded, and a good lawyer, good in quotes, will get a bad guy out. In this case, Jussie Smollett has got some money, got himself some good lawyers. Whatever happened in between will eventually come out. but it doesn't diminish the fact that good hard cop work determined the facts on the case and made a decision, right?
Yes, that's correct. You know, I stand by that the investigation, it was done thoroughly. You know, the state's attorney's office was with us at every step of the way. You know, they ultimately approved the first felony charge against him, and then they went back to court, back to the grand jury, to get an additional 16 counts on the indictment. So the investigation was done as thoroughly as we could possibly do it. You know, if there are facts out there that dispute that, then, you know, I'm welcome to see those. But right now, the facts that we know it supports that the alleged crime was not what it was described.
Yeah, and the state's attorney's office doesn't dispute the fact that this was likely to be a guilty case. They just said this is the way we plan on dispensing of the case. And right. The way they handled it was, you know, at best clumsy and ham-handed, and that's what they need to answer to. But I just want to make sure people understand that the state's attorney's office wasn't saying to you, Jussie Smollett's innocent.
Correct. And like you said, Steve, the way they handle it is the way that they handle it. I'm not going to question that. You know, we still have a great relationship with the state's attorney's office, and I don't see that change.
The other thing I heard this weekend, you know, the unfortunate thing about cable news in particular and filling up 24 hours is you've got legitimate journalism and good reporting that gets mixed in with commentary. Mm-hmm. And it's hard sometimes for people to tell the difference. And I heard a lot of bad commentary this weekend that was completely without fact. And one of the things that came up is, and you've addressed this on the show, but I appreciate if you talk about it again, that the city lost resources in covering other crimes because you had guys working on this case.
No, you know, it was reported as a hate crime. We give the same resources to anybody that reports a hate crime. We give the same resources. It wasn't taken away from any of the violent crime. We have a hate crimes unit that investigate these types of things. He wasn't given anything additional, so that's a falsehood. We give the same amount of resources, and, you know, our job is to find out whether the crime took place. And when we started this investigation, we were looking for the perpetrators of a hate crime, and it turned in a different direction. But there were no additional resources expended on it.
Is that one of the things you guys work on, report times on crimes and things like that? You know, like I call and I got a problem and how long it takes you to get to my house as opposed to whatever else is going on. Is that a statistic that you guys look at?
Yeah, we do look at our response time. And our response time right now is pretty good in terms of where it was a few years ago. And some of the reason that is the technology that we've invested into some of our challenging areas around the city. So we're getting better at that. But we certainly do look at how long it takes us to respond.
What difference would new headquarters make?
A new headquarters? Well, a new training facility.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, let me clarify something. It's not a cop academy. It's a public safety academy so that the police, firefighters, paramedics, EMTs can all train together. Because the world that we live in now, terrorism is a real threat. And
sure.
It's important that all your agencies are able to train together. So that makes a big difference in terms of us being 21st century policing as opposed to how we were in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s up until now. So I think it's important that we invest those resources, because if we want the police department to be the best it can be, then you have to invest in it.
Sure.
The estimate that was put out of asking Smollett to reimburse the police department for the cost, do you do a cost estimate on every case that you do, or just when you're trying to seek reimbursement?
Yeah, when we're trying to seek reimbursement. And I would just point to people that they think that this is an anomaly. You know, we had a case some months ago where a white couple claimed that they were robbed on Lower Lakeshore Drive. And we invested that case thoroughly, like we always do. And we found out that was a hoax. They pleaded guilty and ultimately reimbursed the city for the cost that it took us to investigate it. So that's nothing unusual.
Should it be a stiffer penalty for, this is just an opinion question, for false reporting?
Well, you know, I think when people falsely report, they do divert resources because we could be investigating a real crime. So I think that restitution is, I think that that's a legitimate ask.
Right. And the crime in the books is, again, it's not a misdemeanor. I don't even know what the classification is. But in all likelihood, if you don't have priors, you're not going to jail for that. Should people go to jail for it?
Well, you know what? I think they should be held accountable. You know, now it's up to the system to figure out what accountability actually means. But we do have to send a message not to do that. So the consequence has to be such that it prevents them from doing it in the future.
I'll let you go on this because part of your job ends up being in the umbrella of politics, whether you want it to or not. And I know you don't. But we got a mayor's race tomorrow tomorrow night, in all likelihood, certainly by Wednesday morning, we'll know who the new mayor is. As I understand it, you didn't want the job in the beginning and sort of had to be talked into it. But since you had the job, I have a sense that you've grown to like it and feel good about what you've been doing in it. Do you want to keep it?
Yeah, I think that we've made significant progress in the last few years. You know, right now, when I took the seat in 2016, we were in the throes of a very violent year in 2016. Since we implemented our strategies in 2017, we've cut the gun violence in this city by 50%. You know, now that's not cause for celebration, but of course, it's room for encouragement, and we're moving in the right direction. So I think that I just want to see things fundamentally change so that the police department can continue on this course that we're going in now. And I tell you, I love this city. I love this police department. And I just want, before I leave, I really would like to see the police department liked in all parts of the city, not just a segment. But I'd like to see the South and the West Sides be able to say, you know what, we don't always agree with our police department, but we think they're doing the right thing.
And if I talked to some of the guys you came up with, would they say you've changed?
No, I don't think they would. I'm the same person that I was when I stepped in the Academy of 2nd of May in 1988.
Right. Be careful what you ask for, right?
Yeah.
In your case, you didn't ask for it.
That's right. I did not.
Listen, I hope it's you, because I like what you're doing for the city. And we'll see where this goes tomorrow night and Wednesday. But thanks for the work, as always. Thanks for the work you and the men and women that work for you are doing.
And thank you all for having me in here today.
Appreciate it. That's Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson.